So let's address the world-shaking feat shown by Squad Zero in the Bleach Corps 2 finale. Now, for those of you who don't know, this Saturday, the final episode of the Bleach Corps 2 finale released, and it was revealed that all four of the junior members of Squad Zero are severely limited and the vast majority of their spiritual power is sealed. Now, the reason for this is because, via a direct quote from Senjumaru Shutara, quote, "Even the slightest use of our powers would cause the heavens and earth of the three realms to tremble. We linked our lives together to seal away our true swords," end quote. Now, since the activation of her abilities, people with low media comprehension have been trying to make the argument that the technique used was a sacrificial technique in which a member of Squad Zero gains the power of the sacrificed members. A very silly argument that is demonstrably false, as it is explained to the audience that it is simply the release of their true power. In addition, the statement of threatening all three realms at once immediately drew comparisons to Head Captain Yamamoto, and in this case, more people with low media comprehension have attempted to make the argument that Yamamoto's Bankai is more powerful than those of Squad Zero, because, quote, "His Bankai was going to destroy the Soul Society. Her Bankai only shook three realms," end quote. Though you honestly have to question the mental capacity of anyone who makes this claim, as it is abundantly clear that shaking the three realms is a byproduct of a member of Squad Zero using the smallest amount of their true powers. The implication of the sentence, quote, "Even the slightest use of our powers would cause the heavens and earth of the three realms to tremble," end quote, and the fact that their powers are sealed away to preserve the balance of the cosmos, is very clearly meant to convey to the audience that if a member of Squad Zero were to truly go all out, they would more than likely cause the collapse of the three realms. Now, the crazy part is, the implication of the Blood Seal not allowing more than one member to fight at full power at any given time is that if all of Squad Zero were to fight unrestricted, it would mean the certain collapse of the three realms. But just being able to shake the three realms using the slightest amount of effort as individuals, and likely being able to jeopardize the structural integrity of the cosmos when fighting all out, is a feat of affecting the cosmology to such a degree that it's actually a very relative feat to what Yuha attempts to do at the end of the manga, putting Squad Zero in the same ballpark of power as Yuha, Ichigo, and Aizen, or at the very least, cements them as being much closer to their level of power than to the inferior abilities of Yuha's Royal Guard, Jugrum, and Head Captain Yamamoto. Honestly, comparing something like what Squad Zero is capable of doing to Yamamoto, who does not in any way threaten the integrity of the realm, and instead his heat simply blankets the entire planet and threatens to burn the surface to ash, is utterly ludicrous. Yamamoto's Bankai cannot even be remotely felt or sensed outside of the Soul Society, let alone shake or threaten the realms outside of it. In terms of raw power, this feat very comfortably puts every member of Squad Zero at least three times more powerful than Yamamoto's Bankai.